Kenya. By what time? I'm sure you read that report and understand. Yeah, report that they want to talk to us. Or to 25 and then we tell them what is happening regarding our national heritage. Whatever we'll be talking to them. So they'll be listening to, I believe I'm told that they'll be visiting Robin Island at what time?
After.
So meaning that they won't stay for long here. Yeah. So again, there are some places where we think.
Yeah.
There are some places here which I think we can give them as a token of appreciation. Do the token flex. Let's say. It will be done at the end of that business. So, let's start with the business of the day. Believing that everybody had this big fine issue is the adoption of the minutes related to helping the previous, that is an oversight, is it? And the previous minute for the meeting. So we are starting with the minute and the oversight visit, which is the first page. Hoping that honorable members have read the minutes, the report of the oversight visit to Harvey. Even though I didn't finish with you. The first thing which I've forgotten to say is that with the deepest sympathy to our fellow honorable member, Makala, who lost his child during, I think it's last month. So we are sorry to hear that. I would like the weepers please to have some few words.
Know where I come from in the region where I come from. No, but let me not talk about that. I've already expressed my personal condolences to Honorable Mahlala, which I must do it again on behalf of the committee, on behalf of all of us here. Yesterday when we spoke with Member Mahlala about this, I said to him, you know, it is a very terrible tragedy for a parent to lose a child because it's not supposed to be that way. That's why you don't have a word, a name for a parent who had lost a child. You know, you have a name for a child who has lost a parent, for a man or woman who has lost a partner, but not a parent who lost a child. So let me just say, on behalf of the committee, Honorable Mahlala, our heartfelt condolences, and would like to wish you and your family all strength through this, your time of mourning. And we hope that you will find amongst yourself, in yourself, you know, all the strength to pull through this. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
say the linguist, he may know whether or not there is a name for
the lineage.
He doesn't make a thought.
Thank you very much for those comforting words to the family, to my Allah family, which I believe are all really adhering to the very same words.
Sam, before we move on, you know, it's so unfortunate for us as a community because there's a memorial there in honor of the what? just we shouldn't waste time on those. We can call, we can always correct that afterwards. That will help us to go through it quicker. Committee, yeah.
Page 3, that is, I think, day 1. And day 2, it's not only 15 minutes started. Okay. Page 3, Freedom Park. Recommendations as well as comments. Page 5. Nothing. Page 6, the poor tracker monument. Major General Kurt Overman. The comments and recommendations. The sharp shot. Was it money loading? Name doesn't deserve the area. No comment. Page 7, we've already identified the word answer and then inserted committee, mayoral committee. And Matthew W. Pirute. Page 8, Library Comments and Equivalent Metro Mayoral Office. Nothing. Page 9, our Tambo Cultural Cemetery. Biko Art Center. Day 4, Newton Art and Craft, Arts and Craft. No comments. Page 10, meeting at Open Provisions. That photo. Page 10. Page 11, day 5. Which page?
Part 11. I didn't know, remember that was cancelled in the beginning and then some members did try and go. I don't know. The last after we've left. Did people go to the cradle? Okay. I recall that we didn't go because it was not one of our things.
What happened was that the chair of the portfolio committee.
I was just curious. On the findings and committee recommendations, point 7, on page 11, at the bottom, point 7. I'm not sure on the recommendations. The first, the committee acknowledged the work done in the Gauteng. That's not a recommendation. And the legislature should increase its budget, etc., and monitoring of the project should be taken seriously. I'm not sure that the recommendations are.
Is this on the cradle of living cradle?
No, this seems like it's the overall.
The
findings on the of the trip and the recommendations. So, maybe we should just word that differently or take out the acknowledgement, because you can't recommend acknowledging a recommendation. And Chair, if we talk about the budget, then we should say we recommend that the some investigation is done or you know, they try and get more allocation for specific projects like the ones we visited, etc.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I think I agree to the member that the last two can be written as recommendations, but not as well. And, Chair, if I may comment, that 42.2 and 92 comments. We should just come up with our own program, which will actually focus on the areas that we are interested in and not, you know, leave it to the province. As you can see, some of the projects here will really want to be the same, you know, our scope here. I forgot about the second one. No blue line. Okay, I'll come back if I remember it. I have 2 minutes to
You know, I found it a bit time wasting and resources, wasting of resources as well. You know, for us to write, firstly, I think it was. And I also don't agree really with that we should pay a courtesy visit to the mayor Because we were, I don't know why we went to the West End. Because we didn't do anything at the West End. And same would apply to Tshwane as well, except for the visit to the to thing. Yeah, to the Fort Trekker Monument and the, what is it called? Shop Shop. Because, you know, when you compare our visit to areas like the Ekurhuleni, in fact, I think it's largely Ekurhuleni, the Ekurhuleni, that was, you know, the, it was very obvious that, you know, in fact, that is what we are supposed to do. You know? And in where we go and meet mayors and members of the mayoral committee, but there's nothing that we are told about what the municipality is doing to promote arts and culture. You know, I don't see the need for us to do that in future. Because really, it would have served the committee much better if we had gone to the municipality, and the municipality briefs us on what it is that they are doing and take us to those places that they are talking about. But just to go and have lunch or dinner or whatever, and then rush from the West End, where people were waiting for us from lunchtime at the Voortrekker Monument, and we arrived there around supper time. It was a bit, but I think one shouldn't dwell much on it, except to take the point that Member Ramadive is raising, that I think we must spend more time in preparing the program. Of course, you know, in consultation with the province, but the province must just assist us on what it is that we, on the area that we want to go to and so on, but not to leave it at the, in the hands of the province.
Okay, yeah, I 100% agree with Honourable Dorothy and Honourable Peter, but I must also say we should not be prescribed to. I mean, we're doing our oversight to entities that report to us because they receive allocations from our department. And I mean, there are a number of us who've never been to the National Library site, to the National Museum, where they've just stolen I don't know how many coins and whatever. In Pretoria itself, there are a list of entities that actually report to us, which we haven't been to. And 5 days, I felt we could have done that whole program in 2 days. If we arrived the Sunday, we could have left Tuesday night. I just feel that we're not really on a holiday. We could move faster. And I don't think, and we should tell the municipalities, I agree, we should go there and see what they do, or the province, have a session with them. But we should tell them where we want to go on our oversight. And I think it's very, it's an important lesson, this specific trip. And if I may say, in future, we never know who's coming back and who's coming back to this specific portfolio. That's one of the main reasons we never got to a proper trip to learn from other countries about heritage or whatever, because we waste money on this type of thing instead of doing a proper planning trip where we could have learned a lot from our Cuba trip or whatever we decided at that time. And maybe if we ever, some of us, come back to this portfolio committee, we should take that into consideration and rather go to countries where we can learn something from than wasting money on. Of course, we have to do oversight, but we're also here to make it better. And
thank you very much. Those are the concerns which have to be considered next time.
Thank you, Chair. I'm not sure whether we must do it, but I think also one of the, you know, things that could also assist us is to pick up from the oversight visit some of the, you know,
issues that need follow up, so that, you know, we don't again in future, you know, repeat the same thing. So I'm not sure that it's the researcher or who can actually go through this and pick up those issues that need follow up. I do move with the corrections. Amen.
Raise it. Your button should be on for Nepal.
I think, but I also say I'm intimidated to say again.
The minutes, the visit is really. We're done with it. So we're coming to second item, which is the minutes of the 26th August 2008. The 26th of August.
Chair, can I be rude and ask if I can quickly go to my education committee so that I can be back for our other delegation? Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I haven't been to education and my spokesperson there is either not there. So I just quickly want to go there. I'll come back. I've just been through the minutes and I found only on 18 March, my initials is not there, 18 March. So you can be there. I intimidate you to fix my initials.
Okay, but starting with the 19th. You said yours is still the 19th, the 22nd. The 20th. Yeah, 20th.
Are we talking about which minute?
The 22nd, the 26th, yeah, the 26th. So
we are on the 26th,
yes. Yeah. Starting with the minutes. That is the draft minutes of the proceedings. So I think you were Do you have any problem with page 1 of the minutes of the 26th? The 26th, that is page 1. Did you have the
26th?
Mine is also the 26th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine, let's go to the 19th. Let's see them in.
We're going to the 19th. So we'll go back to the 26th. Mine is the 7th. He'll back it.
Why don't you tell us which
day? I think the best is to move backwards, start from the 26th.
Of August.
But
mine is the 26th and then comes the 19th.
Even after the first one, I I think the 26th.
No, for the why do you have to go to the 26th? Yes, the year is 19 August. You were sent 19 August to the 26th August.
Because the minus might be following.
Yeah,
mm.
Each other, no? The
26th August might confuse us. I think the 26th is the briefing on the bills that we
use. Okay. Nothing to do with
so, the 19th is just the budget.
Are we agree with the 26th? No, it's okay. I think they've done. Yeah, it's already. Yeah, we've done already. Yeah.
Because we have gone through them.
Mm. And we're debated, if I'm not mistaken.
But that's on the bill.
Amendment, repeal bill. So we're done with that one, eh? Any mover? Your mic.
I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 26th.
Any seconder?
Seconded.
Chair?
Just so that we don't run into trouble, Honorable Maki was not in the meeting. So, the 26th. Yeah. Ramujibe, a second.
Okay, a second.
Michael Levelle 390.
Now we can take it as the next move for the adoption of the
19th. The 19th, yeah.
Of the 19th,
yeah. Who proposed?
Marquez proposed.
And then who seconded? The 19th day? Page 3 of the minute. Last page is page 4. Any proposal for the adoption?
Page 2. It says the South African Art Lobby, presented by Anthony at the top, the 2, Milner. The presenter was not cooperative, he was distracted and acted insane, such that he was asked to leave the meeting.
Oh, I'm taking us to do with you that you was a conflict.
Yeah, but he acted insane. That's true.
Milner, I think it's R.
No, I think that's his saying, it's Milner.
Not with it.
Is this
it? The mic on.
It's to say that this presentation did not take place because the presenter or Mr. Milner was not in a in a position to make a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not an insult, it's a fact.
That is an insane.
No, she doesn't say he's insane. She says he acted insane.
But
they
can go further.
No, they can't. No, you can't have that.
Do they want it too?
Their
behavior was called
for. Yes. Yes. There's a record of it. It is practice in UIA.
Are we agreeing on what we're saying?
Let's continue. But it was terrible that day. She wouldn't laugh really. She didn't laugh that day. Because it was scary. So, any adoption for the insane man? Any adoption? Let's pass the honorable members. Never say we said he was mad. It was terrible that day, Pim. Were you there that day? Let's check whether you were not there. And we never lost that you won't know the war. No, you were there. Any second? Any second for the adoption?
Yeah.
Page 2, the minutes. Dramatogs Entertainment. Page 3, the minutes. Which paragraph? Page 4. See research and discretion. Members' comments, response, recommendations, and date. Later the next meeting. Page 5.
Anyone?
Can you press the button?
I'm all for the adoption.
Honorable man, any seconder for the adoption? Any seconder for the adoption? Press your button. Page 1, very short. Press.
On the comrades who attended the meeting of the African Nation Congress, must be National Congress.
Any adoption? Page 2. Page 2 of the report. It's only 2 pages.
Yeah. I moved the button.
The button on. The button on. That was moved and seconded by Dorothy. Page 1 of the minutes of the 13th of May 2008, page 1, no comment. Page 2, Robin Allen Museum. Page 3, Pencil presentation presented by Ms. Nkosi. Page 4, discussions and responses. Page 5, resolutions. Any adoption? Any proposal for the move there?
Okay, I move for the adoption of the minute.
I'm giving a second minute. Thank you very much. The 27th of May. Is it the same page with? Huh? 20. 20th. Why so fast? Atala sent. Oh, yeah, the 20th of May. Your hand, I'm told that your hand is up. Yes.
I move for the adoption.
I second for the movement.
For the minutes of the 20th of May, 2008. Second, 27th of May, 2008, page 1. No comment. Page 2. No comment. Page 2. Page 3, xenophobia. Page 2. No, no. This is the National Research Council presentation. Page 2. Page 3, response, resolutions. The Department of Agriculture, which was presented by the deputy, the DG. Temba Wakashi. Page 4. Any comment? Page 5. The response. Page 6. Resolutions. Date of the second and the next meeting. Any adoption?
I move. Move for the adoption of the minute.
Thank you. Honorable Malega, move for the adoption. Any second?
I second.
Seconded. Move. Thank you. Minutes for the 28th May. Page 1. Page 2. National Archives, presented by the Graham Dimoduri, Graham Domini. Challenges. Page 3. Response and resolution. Page 4. Any mover of the minute?
I move for the adoption.
Honorable Mark, I move for the adoption of the minute. Any second, huh?
Your mic is on.
I second, sir.
Am I repeating myself?
Yes.
Oh. Fourth match. Right. Tuesday, March 4th, 2008. We're all there. Page 2 of the minutes. Only 3 pages. Page 3. Any mover? The first check whether your name was there. We're all in. Any mover?
Yes, I second for the move of the minutes.
The minutes of the 11th of March 2008 were all yes. Natala was there, his apology was extended, and so on. Then who moved for the adoption? Only two, three pages. Page two of the minute. Press the button.
Come. No, I'm not moving.
Yes.
On page two, Comrade Chair, committee resolution. Three committee resolutions. Three expects to be invited. Doesn't tell us. Or is it expect? Or oh, then it's a correction. I thought it's something like expects to be invited. There must be an R then somewhere.
Any adoption of the minutes? Of the
I move for the adoption.
Honorable Maluleka, move for the adoption. Any seconder?
I support.
Honorable Ramdiwe, second the move of the minutes. The date 18 March 2008, minutes, page 1. Any comment on page 2? Page 3, committee resolution. No comment? On a, the button should be on.
I'm not for the adoption of this one. I can move it by the same day.
Yes. I move for the adoption.
Second.
So press the button for
moving.
I move for the adoption.
Second. Maluleka.
Right. The last minute for the day. That is for the 25th of March, February 2008. Only two pages. Page 1. The whole committee was there. It was a full house.
I move for the adoption of the meal.
Yeah.
it's again for the adoption of the minister.
Honorable,
okay.
So, any comment?
Yeah, from all our minutes, what I've realized is that the name African National Congress, it was not correctly spelled in all these minutes. I will request in future, let's add A-L so that
National
Congress, not Nation Congress.
Thank you very much for the correction of the word nation instead of National Congress. So, Honorable Makala.
I just saw it in one of the minutes, which would that be then the 20th? Maybe the 26th is talking about the museums, especially the Luthuli Museum. I wasn't in that meeting, but somebody suggested that the museum be called. Is it? No, I think it's the. Is it 19? The 26th, I should think.
The first one.
26th of... No, not the 26th. Is it the 7th? The Luthuli. Is it 19 August? Okay. Yeah, somebody suggested there that... a member felt that the name Luthuli Museum does not reflect the status of the chief who fought for his people. Therefore, it should be changed to Nkosi Albert Luthuli Museum. And I don't see that in the recommendations. Unless if it was not recommended. Yeah, maybe it was not recommended, but I think that was a good suggestion. So I don't know what we do with it. Because maybe next time we might have to find out from the museum what did they do about it.
Sir, I think we must just, because that was accepted, Honorable Mike, and I think it would be correct to put it as a recommendation.
As a recommendation.
Yeah,
okay.
Because it was accepted.
Honorable Ramdibe.
Thank you, Chair. Can I ask the whip to raise up his hand and to speak through the chair?
Yes.
And not just... because I had my hands up and he just spoke. Okay, it was on a lighter note. But on a serious note, Comrade Chair, I think, you know, if we leave minutes for so long, it becomes a problem. Unless we have a reason why we have to get minutes, because we are not really doing a proper job. Yeah, we are not doing justice to them. And I still also want to repeat my proposal that we need to have all these, you know, matters here that need to be followed up. Because when we come back, we would have forgotten about this, and they're going to go down the drain, you know. So we must have a mechanism of picking up on our own issues that needs to be followed up for us to do effective, you know, or to be effective in doing our work. So I really propose that we have that. I don't know who's going to, I think Honorable Maluleke said the researcher would do it, but I think that should really be done so that we don't lose on things, I mean, issues like the one that was raised by Member.
Yeah. I think we must just give the Secretary the responsibility to ensure that this whole, what we may regard as a report almost now, that she, I don't know, with the researcher or what, but that there must be some form of a report on issues that need to be followed up. So, because I think the thing that Maggie raised can easily just disappear, and we will, whoever comes back will raise it perhaps in a meeting again. So I think it is important, Bulel, that you actually communicate this decision of the committee to the researcher that you must go through all the recommendations and pick up things that need to be followed up. I think this is one good example, the Albert Luthuli Museum one.
Thank you very much. Honorable Marcus, you make off.
Yeah. Just to try and make life very easy. If you cut and paste all the recommendations, put them into one page or two pages, then that makes life very easy. The headlines, just pick, if it's pencil, then that is what the researcher will do, all the recommendations. But they are already here, so it's just cut and paste.
I think that's
right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think those are good suggestions that at least it simplifies the work for her. And then what I'm even again suggesting is that before maybe the problem is that it will happen maybe when we'll be away and we'll look at them. I don't know.
No, we won't be.
We won't be around, yeah.
That's true for continuity. The committee was here.
So, I think the minutes and the visits to the provinces, to not even province, to Gauteng, as agreed by the committee, were recommended and adopted at the same time, which I think is what we agreed upon. Honorable Madeleine.
I think maybe, although it doesn't necessarily mean from Friday, the committee does not exist anymore. And just to make sure that we ensure this continuity, that the chair actually follows up on that matter, that to see to it that there is such a report with Bulela.
Honorable Marker.
Yeah, just to try and understand, my understanding is that the committee still exists, meaning that if I decide passing by Tswane, I can get into Pensap and say, let me see. That's right. So if we could get that, maybe you can even email it to us, so that when we do oversight, especially with art and culture, we must start asking these people, or what are you doing, the provincial or the local government. So that might help. Thank you.
Chair, whilst I don't disagree with the fact that, you know, follow-ups can be picked up from recommendations, there are still challenges that were not picked up in some of the minutes. So we should not only concentrate on the recommendations, because not every issue was picked up. When you go through the minutes, there are still other issues that needs a follow-up. That is why I agree that the researcher must be must assist, you know, in picking up these issues. Otherwise, we are going to really miss them.
It's a sign of appreciation. So, like I've already said, that the minutes and the visits to the provinces, to Gauteng province, as an oversight, were recommended and adopted by the committee. So this brings, do we have anything to be doing except the visitors from?
No, because you cannot.
Which two meetings?
I was just thinking, aloud, or what is the procedure? Do we exchange the minutes to Gauteng, send them their minutes to us, and we send them what we wrote? I hear they had their own secretary, we had ours. And what do they do? Do they send them theirs? Because it will be very interesting to see what do we say, what do they say. That's right. Okay. So maybe we'll make a follow-up on that. We might find that the minutes are totally different. It's possible.
It's exactly... No, it's just 2 minutes after 11:30. And I don't know whether or not we want to take a chance to go. Most probably things will be different today. The memorial service may start on time. And then we can spend 20 minutes.
It's up to you, honorable members. You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Even though we are finished now.
Oh.
Yes, it's valid.
But you were well represented.
Well represented. The meeting stands adjourned. So we'll come back again for the delegation.
There's a meeting back
the Kenyans.
I just wanted to find out in relation to this, who is supposed to check with me or is it?
I'm going to check on my phone, so I'll check on my...
You know what I wanted first?